This is an SBS radio podcast. Settlement Guide. Information, issues and stories about living in Australia.
Beyond the light pollution of the big cities is a growing tourism niche. This week, Settlement Guide explores the stars, the dark spaces in between, and Australia's growing fascination with dark sky tourism. Here in the southern hemisphere, we see stars and constellations that are not visible from the northern hemisphere. We also benefit from all the dark areas, far from the sky's glow, that is created by bright city lights. Australia has ideal conditions for stargazing. Duane Hamersher is Associate Professor of Cultural Astronomy at the University of Melbourne.
When I first moved to Australia from the US, I was stricken by the beautiful skies and all the things I could see here that I couldn't when I was up in the Northern Hemisphere. The planet of the Milky Way, the Magellanic Clouds, the area of the Milky Way near the Southern Cross, all of that was brand new to me. And it's so clearly visible down here in the Southern Hemisphere.
Australia's most famous constellation, the Southern Cross, is best viewed in autumn or winter by gazing into the southeastern portion of the night sky. It's made up of five stars that form a horizontal diamond. The cross is a great starting point from which to observe other phenomena.
What we have in the southern hemisphere are some beautiful objects that sometimes you actually need a really dark night sky for. For example, the Magellanic Clouds. They look like two little fuzzy clouds in our southern sky nearby the Southern Cross area, but they're not actually in our own galaxy. They are two satellite galaxies to the Milky Way galaxy that we're in. So you can only see them in the southern hemisphere and on a really lovely dark night out in the country in Australia.
That was founder of Astrotourism WA, Carol Redford, also known as Galaxy Girl. Galaxy Girl is on a mission to grow dark sky tourism in regional Western Australia, where the expansive dark spaces present some of the best stargazing opportunities in the world. Travel 2 or 3 hours away from the glow of any Australian city, she says, and we can find some pristine dark night skies.
Anywhere beyond the Blue Mountains, like west of Sydney, in Western Queensland, in Western Australia, towards the east, even Perth, you don't have to travel too far away. South Australia and Northern Territory have some amazing places. And it's so nice to be at an iconic place too for stargazing, somewhere like Uluru or in the natural bush environment where you're just away from that light pollution and it's beautiful darkness that you can experience and see those millions and millions of stars above.
Interwoven with these millions of stars is an extraordinary amount of traditional knowledge, says Duane Hamersher.
Both Western and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander views of the sky include different types of groupings of stars, what we think of as constellations. But you also have some dark sky constellations that are unique to the Southern Hemisphere. And that's making out constellations, not of the bright stars, but the dark spaces between the stars in the Milky Way. So those dark spaces in Western astronomy are areas of cool gas and dust. That's where stars are being born. In the Aboriginal traditions, they trace out the silhouettes of different animals.
The emu in the sky is a significant spirit animal. The emu's head nestles in the Milky Way. The position of the emu at sunset tells us about its behaviour, when to collect its eggs, and the changing seasons. Gilar Michael Anderson is an Uliai elder and astronomer from northwest New South Wales.
The emu in the sky, she's the protector of the water, travels through the water systems in Australia. A lot of people have different names for this water spirit. Everybody has a relationship to that emu one way or the other. And you can see the emu laying there in the wintertime. It lays in the Milky Way because the Milky Way means big river in the sky. But a spirit also dwells within the water here as well. That's her physical incarnation up there, and her spirit is here in the water.
Without question, First Nations people were Australia's earliest astronomers, says Duane Hamersher.
They came to Australia tens of thousands of years ago and would have required some astronomical knowledge in order to even get here. And in those millennia, they've developed very complex systems of knowledge around the stars by observing their changing positions and properties. That's what the elders call reading the stars. He said that everything on the land is reflected in the sky.
Dark sky tourism is opening up the world not only to Western astronomy, but to the deep traditional knowledge held by First Nations people.
If you look at the night skies, you'll see the Milky Way when it's more or less north-south. And then you can see that there's more light, there's a brightness on that east side of the Milky Way, and that's where the day comes from. And then you've got, of course, the west, which is where the night guys live. So you've got two different sections of that universe and the Milky Way that tells us about who we can marry and who we can't.
In this way, the night sky governs Aboriginal social networks as well as connection to the environment. As with all aspects of the environment, our dark skies are under threat. Galaxy Girl is working closely with the Western Australian government to keep the night skies as dark as possible.
Light pollution is increasing by about 2% every year. As our cities around the world get bigger and bigger, we are putting more lights in and there's more light spilling up into the night sky, and that hides the view of the stars. And in Western Australia, we've got a big expanse of darkness, and I think we need to protect that. And the local governments in regional Western Australia have been integral to this project in making sure that we can protect this beautiful asset.
Galaxy Girl is excited by the idea of sharing ancient stories while using modern-day technology to reveal the secrets of the skies. She's now helping to create an Aboriginal astronomy tourism trail so that people can learn about the night skies from First Nations elders and guides. In New South Wales, Gillar shares Galaxy Girl's vision.
We're looking at dark sky programs at home now. And that's a tourist program where they come out and we show them where things are on the ground that relates to the stars. We're putting plans together now. And we want people to come out there to these dark skies and learn how to understand them, how to read them. And we're right into trying to make sure that the people have a very good understanding of the relations between man and the stars.
This was an SBS radio podcast. For more settlement guide stories, visit sbs.com.au/radio.